Hello and welcome to Word of God Ministries with Pastor James McMinnis. If you enjoy the teachings of Pastor McMinnis and would like to obtain more resources or help us continue preaching Jesus as the manifested Word of God, visit our website at WOGM.com. The following program is paid for by the friends and members of Word of God Ministries.
When you look at having done the will of God, notice again what Hebrews 10:36 is saying. For you have need of what? Patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Notice what he's saying here. He's saying when you've done God's word, when you've done God's will, now you need patience. Now it's time to apply the force of patience to having done the will of God. After you've done the will of God, now you need patience, and through patience you will receive the promise of God. I want us to understand what biblical patience is, what it means to be patient, because I think some of us have a bad definition of patience. I think many of us have the idea that patience just means waiting and basically doing nothing. You know, we excuse ourselves, you know, when we're doing nothing by saying, I'm just being patient. Patient at what? Let me define for you biblical patience. Patience biblically is defined as this: hopeful endurance, and we'll talk more about this next week. Hopeful endurance, constancy, a continuance. Its root word means to stay under, to remain, to undergo, to bear, to have fortitude, to persevere, to abide, to endure, to suffer, or to tarry. But patience, make no mistake about it, is not waiting. It's not limited to waiting. Patience is an action word. When you apply patience, you're doing something. That's what I want you to see. You know, patience is to continue in what you have been doing. In other words, if you're being patient about something, that means there's a course that you've taken. There's a plan of action that you've taken based on the word of God. And to be patient means I'm sticking with that plan. Now, you can apply patience to anything. You can apply patience to bad behavior. You can apply patience to laziness and say, I'm being patient. I'll give you an example. Let's say you're believing God for a new job or a job period. And so you put in a resume, all right? You made one application. And now you're just waiting and hoping that that one's going to come through. So then someone asks you, hey, how's the job search going? And you say, oh, man, it's going. I put in a few applications, one, but I'm just being patient. I'm just being patient. How many times have we heard people say, I'm just being patient? Patient at what? Patient at not making applications? Patient at eating moon pies and sitting on the couch watching Star Trek? Patient at what? I mean, what are you being patient at? You've got to start seeing patience as being consistent at my plan, being consistent at this routine. You may have a couple that's really struggling or hurting in their marriage. And so, you know, you're a friend and you're close. You're saying, hey, man, been praying for you guys. How's your marriage going? Well, right now, you know what? I'm just being patient. Being patient at what? Being patient at being rude. Being patient at being abrasive. Being patient at being offended. Being patient at not spending quality time or sharing words of affirmation. What are you applying patience toward? At the silent treatment? It's been 3 days now and you're being patient and not saying anything? What I'm trying to get you to see is patience is the application of what I've already been doing. It's saying I'm going to keep doing what I've been doing. That's patience. It is the discipline to a routine, patience. But listen, we can apply patience to anything, and if you're applying patience to something that's outside the will of God, I liken that unto stubbornness. You're remaining in a discipline that's obviously not working. God is saying here, you need to, number one, do the will of God, and then number two, you're going to need patience. Patience to know that the will of God will manifest itself in time. Just be patient. Not necessarily meaning keep waiting, but I'm going to stay consistent. I'm going to stay constant at what I have been doing up to this point. Does that make sense? All right, turn with me to Hebrews chapter number 6. Hebrews chapter number 6. Now, let me just further explain this. Let's say you want to get back to the shape you were in. How far do we want to go back? When you got married. Is that too far back for some of you? Would you recognize that person if they showed up right now? All right. That's your profile pic on Facebook. Now, come on now. Let's get back to looking like your profile pic. How about that? So you decide you're gonna get in shape, and that means you're gonna exercise and eat right. All right? You're gonna start exercising and you're gonna eat right. And so you go to the gym one time. One time. And then now people ask you how it's going. And you say, you know, I hit the gym. When did you hit the gym? One time? A week ago? And see, now you say, well, how's it going? Well, you know what? I'm going to start eating right. You know, I've started eating right. You ate right one day. And you've not eaten right since. See, if you're going to apply eating right and exercise, then you've got to set up a regiment and then say, I'm going to be patient with the regiment. Patient means I'm going to exercise. I'm going to stay active. I'm going to burn some calories. I'm going to work on my physical man. I'm going to eat right. And now I'm going to stay patient that when I have gone to the gym and I look in the mirror and I say, man, I don't know if I'm even seeing the difference. You're like, man, I done worked out and broke all this sweat. And look at this. I still look like the same person. And you go back that next day. And then you still don't see a difference. And you go back that next day, and you're like, oh, man, I'm up to running half a mile. And you're like, I feel the difference. I've gone from quarter of a mile to half a mile. Come on, somebody. And so you start to feel encouraged that maybe this is working after all. And then now after a week or two, you're starting to see the difference. You're starting to feel the difference. You're like, okay, I got to be patient. Patient means stay with the system until you start seeing the result. It can't be a trial. It can't be something you do one time and then say, I'm being patient. Many folk do something that they've tried. They do something one time and they've not established a routine that they can even be patient at. Faith should be a life. Faith should be a routine of getting in the Word, attending church, studying His Word, a routine of prayer, a routine of worship, a routine of living in His presence. And once I get that routine established in my life, I'm going to apply patience. I'm not going to get weary in well-doing, for in due season I shall reap. If I faint not, the devil's going to try to come in and rock me, but I'm not going to be moved. I'm going to stay faithful at this Word. That's patience. It's having a system. It's having a routine and saying, I'm not going to give up on this regimen. I'm not going to give up on this routine because in due season I shall reap if I faint not. That's patience. Patience is not tithing one time and then say, Pastor Brian lied about all that tithe stuff. I paid my tithes last week. I ain't seen nothing. One time. You've been robbing God your whole life and you decided to honor Him one time. And you want everything to change over one act of obedience when you've not even established a routine of honoring God in your finances. Is this making sense to anybody? Patience is I've established the will of God, I'm following the Word of God, and now even if I don't see anything yet, I'm going to stay patient with this process. Glory to God. Amen? Patience does not mean I'm waiting. You can't just wait on your spouse when your marriage is having hardship. And then say, I'm going to tell you right now, you know what? I'm being patient with her, but my patience is wearing thin. But I'm going to be patient. You're being patient at the wrong thing. You're being patient at being rude. You're being patient at having an attitude. You're being patient at expecting the worst. You're being patient about the wrong thing. There's got to be some application of something that's in line with the will of God, and then say, I'm going to be patient at that, even if I don't see a change. Does this make sense to anybody? See, if you ever tap the understanding of patience and know how powerful it is, it will change everything in your life. Watch this in Hebrews chapter number 6. We'll look at it in verse number 12. Hebrews 6, verse number 12. When you get there, say amen. Now, so we can see it in context. I do want to back up to verse 11. All right, so let's back up to verse 11. He says, and we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. God is saying here, when you start something and you have all this high energy, like when you started going back to the gym, you went and bought new workout clothes, which you probably shouldn't have done, because if the workout works out, you won't wear them clothes no more. Come on, somebody. But man, you went and got you some little cute tennis shoes, and man, you were all in, and you know, you got your little earbuds in, and you just miss it. And now you're all in. But the next week later, man, you back wearing all that old, dingy, dirty, wore out grays. Why? Because you've lost your zeal and you're barely making it. You started on fire, but you fizzled out. You decided you were going to give your life to the Lord. You went to church. You got there early. You had your Bible. You're ready to praise the Lord. Now you're getting here late and leaving early. You're fizzling out. See, he's saying the same energy you had at the beginning, have that same energy at the end. Verse 12, that you be not slothful. That you be not slothful. What does that word slothful mean? Lazy. That you be not lazy. Don't be lazy. But followers. That word follower means imitator. But followers, but imitators of them who through faith and what else? Patience. Faith and patience. What do? Inherit the promises. So he's saying, look, you need to have the same energy and the same hope and the same assurance at the end as you did at the beginning. And the only way you're going to have the same conviction at the end as you did at the beginning is that you've got to have faith and patience. You've got to add patience to your faith. Add patience to your faith. Notice he said it's only through faith and patience that we inherit the promises. Look at that conjunctive word and between faith and patience. Faith and patience. And is a conjunctive word that's saying it takes faith and patience. Not faith alone, but faith and patience. Not patience alone, but faith and patience. He's saying you're going to need faith and you're going to need patience if you're going to inherit the promise of God. Both are going to have to be on the scene. That means patience is my friend. I need patience. That means when I have faith and when I know what the word says, I need to apply patience to that if I'm going to inherit the promise of God. Let me explain this a little more. Come with me to James, the book of James. That's one book over from Hebrews. So turn forward to James chapter 1, and I want to start in verse number 3. If there is anything that challenges our faith, it's time, delay, when things don't seem to be happening as quick as we think they should. We live in a generation where we want things quick, fast, and in a hurry. And so we take that culture into the kingdom, and we're wondering why God has not answered this prayer. And we wonder why this thing hasn't changed yet, why this hasn't happened yet, why our marriages aren't whole yet, why our families, things aren't together yet, why our finances, we haven't seen that breakthrough come yet, that healing, that breakthrough, whatever it may be. Time has a way of convincing believers that God's word's not true and that we can't really expect the promise of God to manifest in our life. Delay is not denial, but the enemy would love to disguise delay as denial. Time, is this really working? Am I doing what I'm supposed to do? Am I in the right place? Am I doing the right thing? See, all of those questions come into the mind when your faith is being tested. Has anybody's faith been tested lately? Okay, so watch this here. He says in James 1 and 3, knowing this, that the trying of your faith is on trial, that the trying of your faith does what? Worketh patience. What does that mean, the trying of my faith worketh patience? You could look at this word worketh and translate employ, like you hired somebody, you're employing somebody. The trying of my faith employs patience. The trying of my faith employs patience. In other words, my faith is on trial, and because of what I'm going through, I've got to hire help. I've got to employ patience. I'm going to bring patience on the scene because my faith is being tried. My faith is being tested. When our faith is being tested, the Bible says it's time now to employ patience. Now I need patience to come in here and help me because my faith is on trial. And so many times our faith is on trial because of delay. Things don't seem to be working. But I want to say this to you, because I have no doubt I'm talking to somebody that's thinking about quitting something. There is something on the other side of quit. Tell your neighbor that. There is something on the other side of quit. I've learned this in my personal life, and I've seen this by being in ministry, that whenever you feel like you are at your breaking point, whenever you feel like you can't go any further, that this is the end, and you are at the very moment of a breakdown, there is always something on the other side of quit, and I believe the closer you get to the temptation to quit, the closer you are to your breakthrough, and therefore your greatest need for patience in that moment. Hear me when I say this, that when you feel like you are in your greatest trial and you don't know how you're going to make it to the next day, when you are feeling the intensity of the trial of faith to that degree, I believe with everything in me, you are at your closest moment of breakthrough. You are just that close. You are right there. And church, sadly, there are many people that have done the right things in their life. They have done the word. They have prayed. They have gotten themselves in line with the will of God. And they have done the right thing that would have brought about glorious victories. And they gave up, caved in, and quit before they saw their breakthrough. And check this out, it was not that they were not doing the right thing, it's that they didn't do the right thing long enough. How sad would it be to think I was doing the right thing, but I didn't do it long enough to see the breakthrough that God was going to bring into my life. That's where patience comes in. Patience comes in and says, no, you are not going to quit. No, you are not going to cave in. I remember some years ago, I was driving back from Dallas. I was doing radio ministry in Dallas, Houston, here in Shreveport, Augusta, Georgia, some other places. And I would travel to minister to our radio audiences out of Houston and in Dallas. And I was coming back from Dallas and was going to minister that Sunday at our Word of God Shreveport campus that met at LSUS. There was like 20 members, you know, maybe 30 on Easter. And so, I was struggling. We'd been there 5 years. It seemed to be no way out of LSUS, and people did not want to come to LSUS for church. And I was struggling, and I just felt like it's not working. Am I really where I need to be? Am I doing what God called me to do? I was getting weary and well-doing, and I had made up my mind on I-20 heading back from Dallas to Shreveport that Sunday I was going to tell the church, that's it, I'm done, I quit. And my phone rang, and it was a pastor friend of mine out of Dallas. And many of you know the testimony. And I answered the phone, and he said, Pastor, the Lord told me to tell you this, so I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to hang up. He said, here's the word the Lord told me to tell you. I said, okay, brother. He said, what can you do with a man that won't quit? And he hung up. And I said, why did I take that call? Because I knew right then I couldn't quit. Because how did that man know what I was thinking? I ain't told nobody. Ain't going to call me until I got a word from the Lord. What can you do with a man that won't quit? Lord, you're going to... Why won't you let me quit? And some of you in here right now wanted to quit, and then you show up and see that big old word on the screen talking about patience, and the pastor's saying you got to stick with it. You got to stick with it. Listen, there is something on the other side of quit. Don't you give up. Don't you cave in. Don't you quit. It may not be that you ain't done the right thing. You just ain't done it long enough yet. Hallelujah. And I so thank God I didn't quit. Because I don't know where I'd be right now had I quit, because at that moment in my life, I didn't know Chrissy, and then she wasn't my wife, and I don't have these four glorious kids, and I don't know all of you. I don't know what the end would have been with me had I quit at that season, but I thank God he put a voice in my life that said, no, you're going to keep doing what you know to do. Keep doing what you know to do. You wake up and it don't look like it's working, get up and do it again. Do what you know to do. What can you do with a man that won't quit? You've got to find the will of God in your life. You've got to know it's His word, and you stand on that word, and you pray that word, and you believe that word, and you keep living that word. No matter what it may look like, I know He will come through. The promises of God are yea and amen. He is not a man that He should lie. If He spoke it, He will make it good. I will not be weary in well-doing. In due season, I'm going to reap if I faint not. I ain't quitting. See, that's what patience does. Patience is more than waiting. Patience doesn't say wait. Patience says you keep applying the right principles until you get the promise that God said you could expect. The problem is many people don't have those right principles in place. They're either doing nothing or they're doing the wrong steps and calling it patience. I'm being patient. No, you're sitting on a couch eating moon pies. The only breakthrough you're going to get is the bottom of that sofa right there. That's the only breakthrough you're going to get. Patience is not waiting. Patience is the application of His will and word until I see the end result. Hallelujah. All right, now what verse mean? Here we go. So He says here that the trying of your faith worketh patience. So your faith is going to be tested. If you're a believer, faith is going to be tested. And when your faith is tested, it's now saying, okay, bring in patience. It's now time for patience. Verse 4. But let patience. See, let patience. You got to let patience do what patience wants to do. But let patience, read that out loud. But let patience, you've got to allow patience to do what only patience can do. Let patience, watch this, have her perfect work that ye may be perfect, that means complete, and entire, read the last two words, wanting nothing. So how do you know when you don't have to be patient anymore? When you don't want nothing. See, when whatever it was you was wanting, when you don't want that anymore, patience is finished. So whatever it is right now you want, you got to have patience till you don't want. That means one of two things has got to happen. You're either going to get what you wanted or your want is going to change. Now, y'all didn't like that second one. See, you want to get what you wanted. Well, I had to say that second one. Because that second one's important. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. God's not going to let you live in want. He'll either get that thing you wanted or He'll change your want. What gets me there? Patience. Patience, when it's finished, I don't want that thing no more. My goodness. Have you ever wanted something real bad, and then when you had a chance to have it, you didn't want it? Have you ever thought you wanted something real bad? And then you looked at it again. You're like, man, I can't believe I ever wanted it. Okay, y'all are thinking a person. I was talking about a thing. I just sensed just then you was thinking about somebody that you saw that you ain't seen in a few years. Like, ooh. Leave that all that alone right there, all right? Y'all ain't right for that. Let patience have her complete work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing.
To obtain your copy of this series in its entirety, visit our online store at store.wogm.com. For more information about Word of God Ministries, visit our website at wogm.com.